From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown, Argies & Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. Back in 1998, just before he was first elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez described his socialist revolution to me. Our revolution is like a river and the rain, he said with typical bravado. It's a natural force. These days, it's looking like a spent force. Today, March 5th, marks the first anniversary of Chavez's death from cancer. He was still in power when he died, and his revolution still rules Venezuela. Or rather, it still bitterly divides Venezuela. Look at the current street demonstrations against Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro. There were always doubts that Chavez's revolution could survive for long without Chavez. That's because Chavez himself always made sure that revolution was a one-strongman show, as I saw during more than 20 years of covering and interviewing him. I remember rushing to Caracas in 1992 when Chavez, who was then an Army paratrooper lieutenant colonel, led a military coup attempt. The coup didn't succeed, but Chavez did. Many, if not most, Venezuelans were cheering for him. But that's the thing you have to remember about Chavez and leaders like him. They usually burst onto the scene for a reason. In Chavez's case, it was the epic corruption of the Venezuelan elite. I had once been a volunteer teacher in the slums of Caracas. I knew how angry people were about the fact that Venezuela had the world's largest oil reserves, yet half the population lived in poverty. Chavez knew that too, which is why he said this as he was led off to jail after the failed 92 coup. Lamentablemente, por ahora, los objetivos que nos planteamos. For now, he said, we have not won power, but there will be other chances. Chavez won that chance 2 years later when popular demand got him released from prison. When I interviewed him shortly afterward, he wore a new uniform, a traditional suit of clothes from the Venezuelan plains where he was from. You see, Chavez considered himself a dashing llanero, or cowboy. One of his little secrets? He loved Clint Eastwood movies. He saw himself riding alongside Venezuela's 19th century independence hero, Simón Bolívar. He named his political movement the Bolivarian Revolution. When I spoke with Chavez again in 1998, he was just about to win the presidency by a landslide, and his grandiose sense of destiny was showing through more strongly than ever. I intend to revive, to resurrect the Venezuelan soul, he told me. I met with Chavez a third time in 2002, just after he himself had survived a coup attempt. He wore his Red Army beret. He was El Comandante, like his buddy Fidel Castro in Cuba. The Americans need to understand, he told me, that our revolution is about their ideals, too. And in some regards, it was. Chavez was using Venezuela's oil wealth to reduce Venezuela's poverty and empower its underdogs for a change. But the Mexican Nobel laureate Octavio Paz once said that Latin America's revolutions usually get, quote, squandered in violent agitation. That's where Chavez was headed. 4 years later at the United Nations, he called then U.S. President George W. Bush El Diablo, the devil.
Ayer estuvo el diablo aquí.
One-on-one, Chavez was a fairly reasonable guy to talk to. His frenetic public personality was due partly to his major caffeine habit. When I interviewed him the day after his UN speech, he drank at least three guayoyos, or Venezuelan-style coffees, during our conversation. In that same session, he also told me he planned to turn his revolution much harder to the left. Capitalism is the way of the devil, he said. Only pure socialism can create a genuine society. What resulted instead under his so-called 21st century socialism were South America's highest inflation and violent crime rates, not to mention the kind of corruption his revolution was supposed to do away with. Hence the street barricades and tear gas across Venezuela right now. Counter-revolutions can be natural forces, too.
Ya es tiempo de reflexionar.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and Morrison Brown, Argies & Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.